This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. Wednesday edition of the program means Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer in just a moment with your calls, your questions, your comments. A lot of ways to do that. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. Local number is 258-0550. You can also text questions to me, 367-2054. To Todd at 226-8503, or email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. As I mentioned, we're broadcasting live from First International Bank and Trust today. Appreciate the sponsorship of this program of our good friends at First International Bank and Trust, and always enjoy the opportunities to be at their locations today in Fargo on 25th Street South. John Stibbe is the director of the Wealth Management Division of First International Bank of Trust and joins us at the top of this hour for a quick chat before we get to Congressman Cramer. John, nice to see you.
Good to see you, Scott.
How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, it's a great season, isn't it?
Sure is. And the place is very festive here today. I'm getting in the Christmas season. Is this a good time for people to start thinking a little bit about how they're managing their money?
Yeah, it probably is, Scott, because it's a time of the year when you're with family and you're thinking about your family and your legacy and family traditions, and that's a lot of what we do in the wealth management area is work with family and help them carry on their traditions.
What are you most proud of what you do? What kind of work gives you the most satisfaction in helping folks?
Well, I think one of the things that's pretty satisfying is working with folks who are trying to plan for their retirement, and so working with them on a solid financial plan to get them to where their goals are, help them achieve their goals. And then the other side of the business is working with families, helping them set up trust for their children, create a legacy that will not only help their children but protect their children from, you know, some of the challenges of today's finances.
How does a conversation about wealth management and what you offer and do here start?
Oftentimes it's, you know, it starts with folks just talking about what they are concerned about as the future faces them. Well, how will their family be taken care of? How will the surviving spouse get along? Do they have enough assets to get a retirement home? Or do they have enough assets to retire at age 62 instead of age 67? And it starts with conversations with our bankers and just really getting to know our clients and what they're about and what their family's about.
Wealth management, trusts, and investments, that's what they do at First International Bank and Trust. John Stibbe, the director of that for the bank and First International Bank and Trust locations, thanks so much for sharing a little story with us today.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Enjoyed the chat. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here, and the Talk Radio Talk Town Hall can get underway here, so give us your questions or comments. Are you, like, taking an ear and leaning into the room where the conference committee is meeting? Is this like a 24/7 thing? What's going on there?
It's sort of interesting that you ask it like that, Scott, because that is almost what happens. And I think they're actually think they're having a public meeting at 2:00 that's streamed, so you can watch closely. But you know, it's fun to watch. It has been for the last several weeks, the gaggle of reporters on Capitol Hill that sort of follow Kevin Brady around, hang out outside of his office. Whenever there's more than, you know, two members of the committee together, they're surrounded with a glass to the door. But what's sort of interesting is with technology, we all do have our ways, right? So I've already this morning been texting in and out of the committee a number of times with a couple of the members, including Chairman Brady, who I know, of course, very well and is a good friend. So Peter Roskam, chairman of the subcommittee, another good friend. Christy Noem, of course, my colleague from South Dakota, is on the conference committee. So I've got a lot of good sources on the inside.
What kinds of things are you most concerned about now battling for, you know, that'll make the biggest difference in North Dakota?
Yeah, as we go down the stretch here, you know, a couple of things. I really do want to see an equitable treatment for, you know, for farmer-owned co-ops. And the pass-through provisions that, you know, allow for the 23% deduction of a pass-through for a pass-through business don't get applied or passed down to the farmer member of a co-op. We're trying to get that changed. Senator Hovind's been like a pit bull on this. Senator Thune has sort of led the charge. He's also on the conference committee and, of course, on the Senate Finance Committee. So he's led that charge as well. And we're just trying to get that to some form of equity so that while we eliminate this 199 deduction, and that's the point of simplification, we just want to then make sure that the broader deductions and benefits are applied or not, perhaps it aren't avoided, if you will, inadvertently by other types of business models like a co-op. So that's one of them. Scott, I really hope we can get rid of this alternative minimum tax. That was something that the House was able to do. The Senate put it in at the last minute, I think more as a pay for. But that alternative minimum tax sort of defeats a lot of the simplification work that we've done on the business side. And this is probably as applicable to small business and people in the sort of upper middle class range as it is to billionaires. All the attention goes to billionaires, but the alternative minimum tax really hits people that are in that $200,000, up to maybe $300,000-$400,000 range. So we want to, I just think we have to get rid of that altogether. It's unnecessary anyway anymore, based on the simplification, the fewer brackets, at least on the House side, fewer deductions, fewer loopholes. When you take all that stuff away, you shouldn't then need the alternative minimum tax to compensate for people who use those deductions. So that's another big one for me personally. I think it could hit a lot of farmers if that stays in. So hopefully we can get that back out.
And that's one you've wrestled with a long time, right? I'm trying to remember. Was that the Clinton era that was put in?
It was. It was back in the 80s, I believe. And the whole point of it, interestingly, and I don't know all the details, Scott, but as I recall and as I've read, there were like 140 total taxpayers in the country that this was aimed at. And it was designed to make sure that if a person went through all the regular loopholes and hoops and deductions and all those things, those expensing, and ended up paying too low a taxes, as a result, then there was this alternative minimum tax that required you to apply all these new things and pay, quote, your fair share. Well, I don't know that that ever was noble. I mean, if you set up a tax code with a bunch of loopholes and somebody is able to use them all, I don't know that you should then punish them. But that said, that it's far outlasted its usefulness. It's only made matters worse and more complicated and become a deterrent. And so now with simplification, this is completely unnecessary as far as I'm concerned. The other thing is, the committee has put the corporate rate now from 20 up to 21. That at one point was a non-negotiable issue with the White House. It remains to be seen how the president feels about it. Maybe he's said something I don't know. But I think it's unfortunate, frankly. It's not the end of the world if it goes up to a 21 or 22, as long as we don't use that money to go back and add complications. And this is where I get a little frustrated with the Senate. The House passed a basic, broad, designer type of a bill, to quote my friend Peter Roskam, who chairs the subcommittee. The Senate tends to go to one item at a time, sort of nitpicking, pick out this stakeholder group, that stakeholder group, this swamp monster and that swamp monster, and find $100 million here and $100 million there. And that just kind of gets us back to, too many pages in the tax code. And there's, as I've said from the very beginning, I think one of the absolute most valuable parts of tax reform is if you can simplify, and that there's tremendous economic and direct benefit to taxpayers to a simpler code. The House bill at one time had the individual tax system, as down to a postcard size form. I don't think the Senate's going to let that happen. They've got, many more brackets, but that said, the Senate has done really important and good work on the pass-through small business side of the ledger, which needed to be done to help small businesses get closer to the same treatment as the corporations are getting, so we don't create a competitive disadvantage for our local small businesses versus corporations.
A texter wants to know if medical expenses, if medical expense deductions are currently on or off the chopping block. We talked briefly about that with Dave Williams of the Taxpayers Alliance last hour.
What did he say, by the way? I've been in a hearing.
I honestly don't remember on that issue. I don't remember what he said. But he did bring that one up as one they were watching very closely. So what do you know?
Yeah, what I know is that it's a moving target. However, it's my sense that everybody on the committee is trying to keep those deductions in for medical costs. It's an interesting one. Prior to Obamacare, it wasn't all that necessary because people rarely hit the threshold for being able to take advantage of that deduction. But since Obamacare and the prices of medical care have gone up, skyrocketed, many more people are able to, or it's tragic, but are able to use that deduction. So the goal is to try and keep it in, I think. I think there's a lot of us that feel that way, and that may be part of why the corporate rate went back up to 21.
Questions or comments for Congressman Kramer, welcome. A few texts are rolling in already, and certainly your calls, too. 258-0550 is our toll-free, that's the local number, 258-0550, toll-free at 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind? Talk Radio Town Hall continues after this.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at Bucklett Chevrolet, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Every Wednesday, we highlight a set of wheels that we think is one heck of a good deal, and we're not disappointing today. 2013 Ford Edge. It has the Sport Package. It was $25,995. They said, Scott, for your listeners, $22,998. How about that? It goes from almost 26 to under 23. Incredible deal. Only 17,361 miles on it. That's the really amazing thing on this one. And it also has all-wheel drive, heated door mirrors, leather-trimmed heated bucket seats, nice Sony AM-FM stereo with the HD radio, the MyFord Touch on it, the steering wheel mounted audio controls. Really amazing. That's pretty cool. 17. Mileage in the city, 17 miles per gallon on the road, 23. So hop online, check it out, PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Again, a 2013 Ford Edge Sport package was $25,995, now $22,998. Tell them you heard it on What's On Your Mind. You get that great savings at Puckledge Chevy Buick GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City, or online at Puckledge.com. And, of course, Puckledge in Bismarck as well, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Phyllis in Standing Rock has a question for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Phyllis. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Hey. Am I on?
Phyllis.
You are, Phyllis. Go ahead.
I called you a while back ago. My daughter was killed by a drunk driver.
Mm-hmm.
And still no response from Standing Rock. And I've been calling to Senator Hovind's office, Senator Heitkamp, and children are children, you know, we're all children, and I'm still trying to check on my grandson. I've had no help from BIA, Veterans Affairs. He's an enrolled member of Standing Rock, and
I'm very sorry to hear about that. I do recall the call, and what I'm trying to remember, Phil, is if we opened a confidential case with you on it or not. And I do recall that our caseworkers reached out to BIA. I don't have the facts in front of me right now or remember them, very well might not be appropriate for me even to talk about on the radio. But if you hang on, or if we can get your contact information, I'd like to have somebody from the outreach team get in touch with you and just see if they can either share more information that we've learned or maybe gather more information from you.
And
Scotty, have something to do with the person that caused the accident? I don't remember if they're a tribal member or not, and there was, seeking refuge somewhere, and I just don't remember all the details anymore.
As I recall, Phyllis, your biggest concern was that the person responsible for this was given a very light sentence, and you're not getting it. And it happened in South Dakota, and you're not getting any help from Standing Rock leadership to address the disparity in the sentence. That was what I remember. Was there anything else?
Yeah. The guy hasn't been arrested yet. He's still walking the street. He killed
murdered
my
people.
Daughter,
yeah.
My husband, her husband, and two babies.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much, Phyllis. Hang on, we'll get to just make sure that they have the information. I think that has been forwarded, but I'm not sure they have the actual telephone number for you. So hopefully we can help. Thank you. And man, if you take that'd be great. Call that came in off the air on the Roy Moore election last night. Roll that, Todd, if you would.
This Roy Moore deal in Alabama, his comments on saying that he wouldn't vote for him has pretty much paved the way for the rest of the Democrats to do the same thing to anybody that runs for election in 2018, him included. And I'm almost betting that somebody's going to come up with allegations against him in 2018 and also against anybody that runs against Heidi. And using his own words, if he's been alleged to have done anything wrong, whether it's proven or not, I'd probably have a hard time voting for him. Thanks.
All right. Your take on that?
Well, it was a little bit disjointed, but what I'm sensing is that in any case, any claim could be made about somebody, and that would disqualify them from getting a person's vote from within their own party. And I do think, and I would just caution people to not view the Roy Moore situation outside of its own context. Because Roy Moore is not, let's say, I mean, it's not like he's a, he wasn't the most popular person in Alabama. He barely won his most recent elections, and he was disbarred. I mean, we're not talking about your average everyday public servant in a guy like Roy Moore. The accusations against him, while some of them may have been exaggerated. I don't know, but most of the people making the claims seemed awfully credible, not just to me, but a whole bunch of people, and not just to Democrats, but to a lot of people, including a lot of experts. So, and let's not forget the voters of Alabama agreed, and I don't have a vote in Alabama. So I I know we'd love to be able to see our side win every single election. At some point, you know, the issues matter, you know, beyond just the color of the, you know, the team uniform too. And I think, we did see this same thing happen on the Democratic side with their own Senator Al Franken. So same with Representative Conyers. I think you're seeing in this sexual harassment situation, you're seeing a culture shift. You're seeing a lot of attention. You're seeing, both corporate America and Hollywood, as well as, the Potomac. You've seen them shaking a little bit, and it's probably appropriate that they have been.
258-0550. Get back to your calls in just a moment with others. Welcome, and by text 367-2054. A texter says, I totally agree with your take on the results of the election relief. It turned out the way it was supposed to. Now the Democrats don't have as much ammunition. Today, the governor of Minnesota did appoint a replacement for Al Franken. I don't know about you, but it seemed like Al Franken was maybe waffling a little bit, waiting to see what happened with Roy Moore race to say, well, if he's in, I'm going to stay in, right? It looks like that excuse is gone now because it will be the lieutenant governor that has been put into that spot. So what do you make of that?
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know. You know, Al Franken, speaking of people who didn't really, by the time he was done or is done, he really doesn't owe a thing to his own party and his own party leadership because they were pretty quick to condemn him. But once again, in the case of Al Franken, on the pre-being a senator case that's sort of started all of this, you know, there's an actual photo of, at the very least, disrespect or a very poor joke that gave credibility to pretty much every claim after that. And there were just so many claims that, once again, there just gets to be a point where you have to weigh the credibility of the evidence even prior to it in a jury. Remembering, politics is not a criminal court. Politics is a public court, and representative government is to be, represented by people who share the values of the people that they represent. And so we're going through a painful cleansing right now, perhaps. And I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with all of that. I do think it becomes a distraction, however, to the more important work at hand.
Questions on the net neutrality vote that'll come up at the FCC, also the USDA. A question about surveys are out there and whether or not folks are obligated to respond to that for you. What else we got here? Somebody says this tax cut is as affordable. This tax cut is as simple as Obamacare is affordable. Ridiculous. More of a comment than anything, but others we'll get to, including calls next from Alan in Bismarck and Jamie in Fargo. And we continue for Congressman Kramer up against the break. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Carson Wentz. Football season is here, and whether you're watching or playing, it's time to relax and recharge in your very own hot spring hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. My Hot Spring Grandy hot tub is the ultimate wellness machine. If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you.
Take it for the NDSU alum and NFL star, Carson Wentz.
I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Don't be fooled by imitators. Get the Ace saltwater system from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Financing options are available, and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, will take care of you.
Soaking in my Hot Spring Grandy relaxes me, helps me feel better, and gets me ready for my next game.
Look what Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables have done for Carson Wentz's career. Now it's your turn. Hurry. Fargo, Bismarck. Grand Fortune, Minot, too.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Located in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Minot.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
National Bank of Trust today in the Christmas spirit. Hard not to be. Christmas trees everywhere. The poinsettias, the wreaths are up. We're having a great time. So Merry Christmas from everybody. First International Bank of Trust. I just had my second cup of cider, and I'm in a good place. I'm having a great time.
Oh, man,
and
I'm jealous.
Yeah, I know. I'll bring you some time. Kevin Joydry is here. Kevin is the branch president for First International Bank of Trust at this location at 3001 25th Street, south of Fargo. Thanks for having us, Kevin. We're having a grand time today.
Scott, thanks for being here. We appreciate all that you and Steve and Alex do in the morning for our community. So thank you very much, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, I know we're having a grand time here. It really is. It's a fun place to be and to spend some time with. Your customers have been coming in and so gracious, and the staff here is wonderful. And what's the average day here like?
Busy with clients and taking care of their needs, and you just hit the nail on the head. It's great to see the customers in the bank, because that's what we're here for, is we're here for the customers and for our community.
And this particular location, obviously pretty centrally located with all the hubbub of activity that's going on in Fargo-Moorhead these days.
Yes,
tell us a little bit about, again, the services, the things you're doing, the things you'd like people to think about in 2018 and dealing with First International Bank of Trust.
Sure. Three of the things that I would like to leave everybody with this morning is really to focus in on our culture, and just kind of, I know culture can be difficult to describe sometimes, but I think we've done an amazing job not only creating a culture for our employees and for First International Bank and Trust, but for our clients. I think we really differentiate ourselves on our service and actually just sitting down and listening to what the clients need. And I think that's the biggest thing. And then I think you look at what we provide as far as our roots. We're a North Dakota-based company. We really focus on the needs, and we understand North Dakota. And the last thing is we're not here if it weren't for all of the great relationships that we've been able to develop, not only within Fargo, but within the state of North Dakota and the markets that we serve. Relationship is a key thing, and that's what drives me every morning coming into work, to build those relationships, create new relationships, and 10 years down the road, just realize how deep some of those relationships are on. A lot of our clients were their first call for a lot of the things that they need.
Roots that go back to 1910 in Watford City and Alexander, and that part of North Dakota now expanded and grown. The beautiful new location going up in Bismarck, and Grand Forks as well opening in the coming days. So pretty neat. Kevin, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Kevin Joydry is the president of the Fargo South Branch of First International Bank and Trust. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Alan in Bismarck, go ahead for Congressman Cramer. You're up next.
Hello?
Hi, Alan. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'd just like to know, just because of Moore here, I was thinking, let's say, for an example, all these women he denied doing these incidences. Now, Donald Trump is doing the same thing, but would you still wait for him to step down and let President Pence take over?
So here, interesting, I think it's an interesting comparison because I think they're similar in this. Roy Moore and Donald Trump both ran after all of these allegations were made. In other words, both of them had their election after these allegations were made and vetted and discerned by the American voter, in the case of Roy Moore, the Alabamian voter. And in one case, in the case of Donald Trump, he won, and in the case of Roy Moore, he lost. I think this, to my point, that the voters, when they have this, all of this information prior to the election, they're the ultimate arbiter of all of this, and they're the ultimate judge and jury of the outcome. And so it gets litigated in the public opinion, the court of public opinion. So, again, both in Trump's case and in the president's case and in Roy Moore's case, the voters had the information and they made their decision. And I suspect that part of what they weighed their decision on, of course, are those issues, but they weigh that against the other issues, such as, you know, the economy or, you know, the desire for tax cuts, the repeal of Obamacare, you know, regulatory rollback, national security, what's better for the country. And if anywhere somebody could survive personal problems as a Republican, it would be Alabama. And in this case, Roy Moore did not.
Okay, but knowing our values about Roe versus Wade and all the stuff that's going on, mm-hmm. whether you're a Democrat or Republican, my question still remains is if more allegations come up since after he got elected, would you still support Donald Trump, or would you let him step down and let Pence take over?
Well, if you ask, would I let him step down? Obviously, that would be his decision if he thought that he should. But I don't think you're going to learn much more or much new about Donald Trump that the voters didn't already know about him prior to the election. And, you know, now the thing about an election, too, is we oftentimes forget this, but elections have more than one candidate. There are binary choices. And in the case of a sitting member of Congress or office holder like the president, if something new comes up, then you have and you have new information, you don't have the alternative choice. In this case, the alternative would be Mike Pence as opposed to, say, Hillary Clinton. The difference, though, and the problem is I have a little bit of a problem where there's supposed to be ethics investigations from a Senate committee or House committee or, you know, somebody else on an office holder when the office holder was elected with all that information already known by the voters and where the behavior that they're being accused of didn't occur while they're in office. Otherwise, everything you've ever done in life is going to be subject to an ethics violation or ethics investigation after you get elected to office. That, to me, that just doesn't even make sense. It's sort of like, you know, charging somebody with a crime in one country that you committed in another country, you know, even though, you know, 30 or 40 years has passed. So I just think, well, here's what I worry about. I don't like to apply the same outcome to every situation because every situation is different.
And that's why, personally, I've said, and some of the listeners aren't happy with this, to me, this was about the Alabama voters deciding. They decided, and their outcome to me is a relief because every Republican would have been Roy Moore. That was the game that the Democrats were about to play, and now that's
right.
Gone. That's gone. Now, whether he was wrongly accused of all this, it, in my mind, still isn't, you know, clear. I don't know. I don't know whether he did it or not. I don't think he answered as well as he should have, but some people don't like these answers, including this texter that says, only God knows at this point whether Moore is guilty. King David, the man after God's own heart, in our time and culture, judged by man, not God, would have been tarred and feathered. Whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty, Kramer blew it on the Moore evaluation. Our cowardice Republican Congress, let the person that has no sin cast the first stone with the measure we judge, so shall we be judged. Heaven help us all, whatever happened to due process.
But here's what I say, all of that, as true as it might be, has no bearing on my decision whether I would have voted for an individual or not voted for an individual. If you're going to apply those kinds of things across the board, then I should only vote for Republicans no matter what I think about them, or no matter what their policies are, no matter what. In other words, you see what I'm saying is my point is this. It's up to the Alabamian voters. If I was one, based on everything I've seen in the campaign, I'd have a hard time voting for Roy Moore. That's my honest answer. I'm not saying I'd apply that to every other human being. Every other Republican, they all have to measure it through their own lens. I wouldn't have supported ethics investigation into something that happened 40 years ago if the Alabamian voters elected them. I think it was crazy that Mitch McConnell was going to have a meeting today with the conference to decide what to do about them. I mean, if the voters elected them based on all the information that Mitch McConnell had, I think at that point it's over for Mitch McConnell. You take him as a senator. So my point is, I just don't think we can apply the same thing to every single situation. In the Moore case, that was the majority of the Alabamian voters who haven't elected a Democrat for 25 years agreed. And I understand why.
Lucas texts, Moore was defeated because Kramer's swamp buddies Ryan and McConnell joined hands with the Democrats and sunk millions into defeating him. Keep believing the swamp, Kevin. You're swiftly becoming it.
Things. I mean, that's the funniest. That's the part about this that's sort of frustrating. Alabama voters had an election last night, and I think it'd do great disservice to our democracy to presume that they're all too ignorant to vote the way that they think is best for the people of Alabama. That's my point. That's why you give the swamp the credit as opposed to the voters, and I see it the other way around. There's nothing that warms my heart more than people voting in an election. It's the ultimate expression of your freedom. I'm just saying, based on everything I saw, I would have a hard time voting for him. Now, make no mistake, I would not vote for the Democrat. But I think at some point there has to be a line where you say, you know what, we can do better than this. And to me, I think we could have done better than Roy Moore.
Jamie Fargo for Congressman Kramer, go ahead.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, Jamie.
When in America did journalism turn into false accusations without due process being conveyed to the public to form a one-sided view of the story? Paul Harvey would say, what's the rest of the story? I don't understand it, I guess, in journalism. Like,
well,
one publication puts something out and they all jump on it.
Yeah. Well, one thing I would say for sure is journalism is not nearly as... journalism is very different than it used to be. Let's put it that way. In terms of false accusations by journalists, I don't think that's new. I don't think that's a new phenomenon at all. What I do think is different is that there are so many more sources, and there's a sort of a feeding frenzy that takes place. But again, and I wasn't in Alabama, so maybe it's even somewhat unfair of me to judge from here, watching what's happening in the media. But for the people in Alabama, they're there on the ground. They get to weigh all of this stuff.
I'm talking about the people in North Dakota. This happened to me. I'm a person that this happened to.
Sure.
And
you mean that a story broke and it wasn't true?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I never got to get my side of the story out, you know?
You know what's happened? I appreciate you saying that, and I'm sorry that happened to you, because we're seeing it a lot more these days. And part of why we are, and Scott, weigh in on this, because you're in the middle of it, but I think the competitiveness of so many more media sources has caused journalists to jump out in front of a story much quicker than they maybe would have previously without checking sources and things like that. Now, I have this tendency, when something like that happens to me, I have a tendency to sort of lay back and wait and see how it's going to play out. In fact, I almost prefer them to go, down the path a ways before I rein them in, before I reveal
myself. Awesome.
Yeah, but that's a hard thing to do. You have this tendency to want to just lash back right away.
Exactly.
But I do think that. I think that it's so competitive in the media today because of the multiple sources.
Ronald Reagan didn't have 24/7 cable channels,
right.
And Politico,
right.
And Axios and, tip sheets and everything else. So it is a different environment, no doubt about it. I don't think there's much of it back, in North Dakota as there is nationally. But sure, it's there. Appreciate the call.
But there also was no accountability, Scott. There's also no check and balance on the mainstream media.
No, it's terrible. It's absolutely awful. That's why we now have a hashtag fake news. More coming up on What's on Your Mind with Congressman Kramer. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, 2 for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $5. Daily Express Sub-Selects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun Chips, 2 for $4. And Santa, don't forget, Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king-size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king-size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents, too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear, too. And the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and 2 cookies, 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Somebody clap your hands. Yes. Well, it's time. Time to bring the joy, y'all.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's right. 4 for $4 deal all day, every day at PetroServe USA. And lots of stocking stuffers. Remember that. Lots of stocking stuffers. Speaking of great Christmas gifts, MyPillow is the best gift you can give this Christmas. It is the best of the best. Why? Well, how often can you give the gift of sleep, for crying out loud? My gosh. You're giving the gift of sleep, and that means better health.
And now the buy one, get one deal is on, but they buy one, you get one in addition, plus they give one to someone in need. Is that cool or what? MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028. All right, back to the phones in a moment. A texter's been waiting for a while on the answer to this question of net neutrality, which is the a swamp name in my mind. But the question for you is, net neutrality repeal is tomorrow. All signs point to the chairman of the FCC repealing it. I've heard you support the repeal. Can you please explain why this is good for Internet users and why you are behind the repeal?
Sure. Well, I'm behind the repeal. In fact, we passed legislation in the Energy and Commerce Committee when I was last year prior to this, prior to the rule even going into effect, to try and codify some of the principles of not blocking, not throttling, no price discrimination. For many years, right up until Barack Obama gave a speech in late 2014, the Internet was free and open. It's how it was developed. It's how it was dynamic. It's what attracted lots of investment, lots of build-out in both wireless and cable and fiber, and the many ways that the Internet is delivered to the home. And it's under that is that it's called Title I in the code, Title I regulation, which is otherwise known as a light touch regulation. In other words, the Federal Trade Commission has oversight over and regulatory authority over antitrust laws, right? So you can't, if you're a monopoly that price discriminates or tries to throttle a certain provider, certain content on the Internet, the FTC would, knock on your door and say, hey, we have evidence you've done this. And that happened a few times prior to 2015, but every time it was handled very quickly and effectively, while not putting the heavy burden of regulatory regime like Title II on the Internet. It has to do with the classification of it as a telecom service versus an information service. Well, when it was classified telecom service, it now would get treated like Ma Bell. So remember that Title II regulation came into effect in the 1930s when Ma Bell had a monopoly on telephone service. Any reasonable person knows that the Internet is not Ma Bell of the 1930s. And so what that means is that it's like putting a highway patrolman on every driver out on the interstate and making sure they don't drive over 75 miles per hour or whatever the speed limit is. And that had a stifling effect. Just in the 2 years that it's been in effect, Title II regulation, or net neutrality as it's poorly named, led to the decline of investment in the Internet by 5.6%. All the while, content providers, sometimes known as edge providers, like Netflix or Amazon or Google, some of the more liberal friends of the former presidents, they could do whatever they want. They could put as much as they want on the Internet, and they could block, just like they're doing now. Amazon and YouTube are having this spat with Google on content and blocking. They're allowed to do it, but somehow Internet service providers, we don't want anybody to do it, and that's why we need a light-touch regulatory regime that puts the Federal Trade Commission in charge.
And it'll be better for Internet users.
Absolutely. Well, just like it was prior to 2015.
Got it.
Much better.
Sherry in Williston for Congressman Kramer. Quickly go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hi, Sherry. Go ahead. Question quick.
Yes. I've got a vent. Concerning the sexual misconduct charges being brought against Trump and Moore and all this. Now, if they're guilty, the penalty should be paid. However, I know there are thousands of women out there that bring this charges falsely in hopes of gaining money or celebrity. My thing is, one, you should be innocent until proven guilty. Two, if it is found that the woman has flat out lied on these allegations, she should be stocked with a heavy penalty and maybe jail time. Another thing that ticks me off, especially with the women and the Weinstein thing, there are women that were supposedly sexually abused and kept quiet for years. And now they're coming out. There should be a penalty for those women, too. Because they kept their mouth shut, they allowed other young women to be abused just like they did. And they waited for years, whether it was because they wanted stardom or money. I have a real problem with these women now speaking up and saying, oh, all these years ago, I was sexually abused by this guy. And now I want to make my case because it was wrong. It was wrong 20 years ago. Why didn't you open your mouth? How many other young women could you have prevented from this? That's my bent.
Yeah, no,
speaking
it's a good
of woman.
Yeah, no, she, I appreciate your vent. And the only thing I would say is I've never been a victim of sexual abuse or sexual harassment, but I have no doubt that when somebody that's a superior over you victimizes you in that way, that speaking up is very, very difficult, regardless of what it might do. I think the thing we should celebrate today, however, Scott, maybe some people won't like this, I think the thing we ought to celebrate today is that we've turned a corner, perhaps, as a result of what we're going through,
sure.
And that women can feel more emboldened, because that's what
Got
we it. Need to do. And then we
Gotta
have,
go,
men have to behave better.
Good point. Got
to
go. See you tomorrow.
Rockford City. It's not the same. It's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Rockford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save
save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.